Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Greetings, and today on this Friday, you're listening to Sound the Shofar. I'm the Watchman Dana Smith, the WIBR Warren Radio, broadcasting over our Warren Radio Network. Warren is Watchman Alert Radio Network. We've had that for a long time. The WIBR, the Watchman Institute for Biblical Resource, was one of our original ministries we had many, many, many years ago. And today, it is now the WIBR Warren Radio. You're also going to find that DanaGlennSmith.com has actually now been named the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research because we are going in that direction. A lot of my books and everything are going to be on both of our sites. And anyway, and articles. And I have more articles than you can shake a stick at, literally. Been doing it for years, and I'll continue to write. And as we look over the landscape and the world, we see chaos and trouble, but the Lord is on the throne. And in spite of what people think, he is the one that is the only judge, the only one who can bring true righteousness and true judgment to any people. And today, as we sit in the repercussions of our sins today, and all the things that we persist in doing, which are against God, we shake a fist at God every day in the things that we do. And, of course, America isn't the only one. Many nations do the same thing. Yet, as Pelosi went with the Democrats, and she was serious and absolutely, she didn't want to go down this path. She said she doesn't hate anybody because she's a Catholic. Being a Catholic don't have nothing to do about it. She plotted along with the others all along is what they wanted. Inside, she's rejoicing, and so are the Democrats, because this is exactly what they wanted. The minute Trump got in there, they planned on doing it. This is wrong. And I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, the justice is not justice in the House. This is not justice, has nothing to do with justice. The experts had nothing to do with testifying anything about anything except their own opinions, and they were liberal. It was a farce from the word go. And when we talk about the scales have been weighted ahead of time in favor of those who are doing the weighing. This is something we find in Israel of old, where the scales of justice were askew and they were serving other gods. God handed Israel over to her enemies because she wasn't where she needed to be. And today is a typical thing we see in judgment. Your enemies enter in when America, you have fallen away from the truth. And we continue to fall away from the truth every day. And there are sins that aren't so egregious, and then there are real egregious sins. And one of the things we see is when people get up in these offices of power, they can justify their actions by saying that you didn't want to go down this. You were bearing false witness. The Democrats on the impeachment panel, every one of them, we're bearing false witness. The ones that sign off on impeachment and say this was done in justice are liars. And that's what they are, liars. And they will stand before God as liars. And this false justice that they are doing. Now, if you don't like the political tone of this, that's too bad. You have to understand that in America, we need to wake up. You can't go on and murder babies and then want to pass legislation like we've done in some of these states just because we have the people that can give you the political clout to do so. So now you can kill babies right at a mother's birth. That doesn't make it right. That makes it immoral. And that assures the judgment of God, first on the state that you live in and on those who push this. And then, of course, there's so many other abominations we don't even need to go into, but they go after the church. And see, this is what it is. It's judgment, folks. But to stand up there and lie bold-facedly and try to be serious and say that, you know, this is something we never planned on, I don't think anybody believes that at all. That was a bold-faced untruth. And so the repercussions will be felt in this country. And I await and see what the Lord God will do. Because when we talk about judgment in its truest form, we've been talking about that. We got done with a real pertinent episode of Isaiah last night. And if you're not listening to these broadcasts, shame on you. If you're not visiting our websites, shame on you. Because if you want a good, solid, true, biblical, written articles, in-depth, pertinent to the days in which we live, and shows that are biblically based, in-depth teachings, then WIBR Warren Radio, we feed this out 24 hours a day practically. And so if you're on a social feed, you will be notified if you're following us, if you're paying attention. There's so much information out there. Well, you're listening to Sound the Shofar on a Friday morning, and we are going to begin a new study today. And, of course, this is a fast-moving radio show. All of ours are. We're not here for a question-and-answer session. And we're not really here to tickle your ears. And we're not here to be an entertainment segment. We're here to give forth the Word of God to the world, to comfort those who need comforted, to afflict the comfortable, and to plant seeds into the unbeliever. We're not here to be your friends. We're not here to soothe your sins. We're here to tell you that if you really need a Savior, really need your heart and your life cleaned up, then we have a solution for you. He is the Son of Almighty God and our Father, who is born of a virgin, testified of the Father and of the gospel. He brought redemptive truth through the cross on which he died, shedding his blood, the blood of the covenant, and provided a way for all men to come to our Father. John chapter 1, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John chapter 3, you must be born again of the Spirit. Romans 3 through 7 speaks and addresses confessions of sin. 1 John 1, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. In that section, you'll also find a section on confessing your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive you of that sin. This is what it's about. And what happened in D.C., what happened with the everything in the politics, it's part of our fallen nature. If you want to know the truth, we can look around the world. And the governments of men are the problem in almost every nation. In Pakistan, Christians are being persecuted. Although we've seen him release a Sia Bibi, there's 200 more Sia Bibis in prison. Regularly, Christians are threatened, killed, and murdered in Pakistan. In India, Hindu extremists are beating up, harassing, closing churches, burning churches, and Christians are getting killed there too. the government refuses to do anything. In Nigeria, the government doesn't do anything. Boko Haram and the Fulani have killed hundreds of Christians there. In China, China justifies their crackdown on Christians and Uyghur Muslims. They make their own laws, and so they say, well, we're justified. No, you're not justified. You may think because you're communist that you're justified in making the laws and oppressing and even killing and prison, just like Wendy and his buddy and all the rest of them that are there that helped him. They brought low tracks. So what are you in for? Well, I brought in tracks. Gospel tracks. Got 4 years for a track. No, that's not justice. That's all. And so it goes around the world. We see this. And in America, you see injustice on the part of the Democrats. You see injustice. You saw injustice when Obama was in. And Obama, along with Soros and others, are still pushing their agendas from behind the scenes. Because as long as you're going to fall away from the Lord, America, and as long as you are going to say good is evil and evil is good, the hand of his judgment is going to be upon you and upon the nation. America, you're not going free. Now, many have seen a lot on Trump. Now, Trump is not your pastor. He is not your spiritual warrior. He's a businessman. He's not even a politician. And he speaks his mind. He's not intimidated by people. He's worked in New York all of his life, had some successes and had failures, but he kept going. He knows what it's like to have people against him, so it doesn't bother him. But folks, the sins of this country are mighty, and they're heavy. And it's not just America. The judgment of the Lord is going to be upon this entire nation and upon the nations of men. Couple of articles, servant disciple. He is not above his master. This came out this week. Check it out, warren-usa.com, the servant disciple. The cup of sorrows, a truth of righteousness, another one that is featured. Check that out as well. Go to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Now, you can listen to all of these. We have a lot of different sources, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music. We're on Blog Talk Radio, of course, which we're doing now, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcasts. We also have all the shows embedded on our warren-usa.com site with a little bit of an article that goes with it to explain it. We have various apps on both of our sites, danaglennsmith.com, warren-usa.com. You can go to the front of our websites and you'll find them there and you can listen directly from the apps. So we've made a way for people around the world to listen. And we do have people listening from around the world. Now, #WatchmanIS216. WatchmanIS216. You can find us on Facebook with that and on Twitter with that. Warren Radio, #WarrenRadio. You can find us on Instagram and on Twitter. And LinkedIn, it's just plain Watchman. We're also on MeWe, and we're on USA.life as Warren Radio. And, of course, we're on Tumblr and a number of others. We have 3 Twitter feeds, 2 Facebook pages, Facebook and Twitter will probably go to the wayside. I will eventually get rid of those. Totally. They're not friends. And unless their management changes, which I doubt, we'll be off there. And eventually, this thing is going to be changed anyway. You're not going to be so free as you think you are. Now, you see, you say, well, you know, nothing can happen. I've got kids and grandkids. Well, you're not the only one. Now, the thing we're studying today is almighty authority over the nations. See, even in Israel's time, nobody wanted judgment. But they didn't want it bad enough to forsake the sins. They didn't want it bad enough to stop serving Ashtaroth in the groves, worshiping the Queen of Heaven, and sacrificing their children to Baal. Oh, they hated the judgment to come. Both houses of Israel were judged. Only Judah was returned. The other tribes were lost. That's why we call them the lost tribes of Israel. Nobody likes that. So you put up the argument, well, you know, nothing can happen because this is America. Nothing can happen because I've got kids and grandkids. Nothing can happen because we have all these churches. Yeah, that's what Israel was saying. We have the tabernacle. The Lord God is the Lord God of Israel. But their sins and their lies, all were filthy. All had gone astray. The prophets, the priests, everybody, even the political establishment. So don't sit there and try to tell me that America can't see judgment or none of the others. Because believe you me, the others will see judgment. But if you would be listening to some of my other teachings, you'd also know how I describe the redemptive aspects of this. So this is an in-depth study of the absolute Almighty and his authority over the nations and those who live in them. Yeah, that means you and your kids and your grandkids. That's why it says you raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. When you raise them in the Lord, when they're old, they'll not depart from it. Now, see, my dad saw to it that I was in the church, little tyke, that I knew. And I learned the Bible stories, and I went there, grandma, grandpa, the family. And when I got old, I did not depart from it. But the Lord had some work to do even then. Sometimes you have to get out of the church in order to get saved, because in the church they don't know what salvation is. Unreal. You see, your God is a consuming fire. And when we talk about the day of the Lord, we can talk about the terror of the Lord. Paul even talked about the terror of the Lord. Second Corinthians 5:11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust are made manifest in your consciences. Made plain. He was an apostle. But it must be made manifest and plain what he was doing. He was persuading men because there is the Lord and there is a day when all will stand before him. And that will be the time. You're not going to stand up and say, now, I've got a problem with you, God, sitting on that throne, trying to tell me how I should live. Who do you think you are? No, you're not going to be saying that. You'll be listening. You'll be scared to death. You won't stand. You'll be on your face. Who do you think you are? And God won't even bat an eye. He sent his son to die for you. What did you do with him? Paul warned his listeners. He says, those that do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So why do we find in America we do things that are abomination and we try to tell our children and everybody else that it's okay? Redemptive judgment. It's just like when your kids do something wrong. I remember very well the belt my dad used. And as he spanked me, he would say, "This hurts me more than it does you." Okay. Then give me the belt and I'll use it on you. No, that's not the way it works. Yep, many a kid. I wonder how many really was told that. I was raised in the days of the belt. Now today, you can't even come close to using the belt. My dad was raised in the day that when you said something wrong at the table or to dad, you would get struck. I mean, he'd knock you on your butt. He'd haul off and swing his hand around and hit you with the back of his hand and knock you silly and fall on the floor. No, son, you don't say that. I was raised in the day that when you lipped off to your mother, dad would say, "When I come home tonight, I'll take care of you." Mother stands in that house as the authority. And if you do something that harms her or causes trouble or you won't listen, you disobey, you will answer to me. Now, you see, you've got a father in heaven, and Paul even compared our father to our own fathers. If your natural father, well, that is when I was raised, today many of them don't. If our natural father corrects us, what will our heavenly father do? He will correct. And why would God judge America? To wake his church up. To wake the people up. Send forth the message. And then there comes a time when it's too late. As in the case of some of the recent studies out of Isaiah. Joel 3:12 begins, it says, "Let the heathen be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put you in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe, and get you down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for the wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decisions." Now that's too late. By the time you get to the Valley of Jehoshaphat, when you get into Armageddon, it's too late. The harvest is ripe, and last night we talked about it. You can go to my website, warren-usa.com, and get the latest segment, part 27, out of Isaiah. Tower was telling me yesterday when we were talking about this how many parts we're going to have in Isaiah by the time we're done. There will be a lot, but that's okay because we're in no hurry. We're going to cover Isaiah. And when we go through Isaiah, it applies to today. And some of the greatest prophecies on the Messiah is found in, you got it, Isaiah. And so much more. Revelation 1, 7 and 8, "Behold, he comes with the clouds, every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Why? Because they know it's over. You see, God is giving you time. That's called grace. His mercy, which is, comes out of his love, allows you to have grace. See, grace flows out of mercy. Mercy flows out of his love. But grace isn't going to be there forever. Grace is going to be fulfilled. Yeah, there's a fulfillment of grace. That's when you fully become the sons of God and you live with him forever. There's not grace. There's just sonship then. It graduates from just being mere grace and mercy to full sonship and love and in the presence of Almighty God. You're Christian, you're not going to live under grace forever. You're going to graduate into the fullness which God wanted you to graduate. Verse 8, I am Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was, which is to come, the Almighty. Now that's in Revelation. He's the Almighty. Many people who refuse to look at the Old Testament, you know, when they see the Almighty, Jehovah, and a lot of those old names, well, that's Old Testament. It's true. There's a lot of churches today that won't even darken what, you know, the Gentiles commonly call the Old Testament. It's the Old Testament. We don't do that. We want the New Testament. Okay. But it's the full counsel of God. And you're going to learn about the full counsel of God. You're either going to learn it willingly, as Scripture says, study to show thyself approved, a worker that needeth not be ashamed. Redemptive judgment. We're going to begin in one of my favorite psalms. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? That's what I could say about Congress right now. More specifically, the Democrats who are been hashing over the impeachment. But we're raging in America anyway. We rage on social media. Heathen. I call them the goyim or the goy. Unbelievers. In this particular, it applies generally to the nations. And the people imagine a vain thing. The people here, literally, peoples. More commonly, the races of men, all the various races of men. Why do we have races? Why do we have colored people? Why do we have white-skinned people? Because God loves variety. Why does he have so many animals? He loves variety. He's a God of creation. He's creative. Look at all the stars. Why do you have so many stars? Because he likes stars and he creates. He didn't create the white man to be better than the black man, or the black man better than the red man, or the red man better than the yellow man, or any man better than any other man, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He didn't make the women to be a man, and he didn't make a man to be a woman. He made a man to be a man and a woman to be a woman. That's biblical. But you see, we don't like that. Now, this is where Psalms 2 gets into it, because we don't like that. We don't like the way God set up things. That's why we have gays. That's why we have lesbians. That's why we have everything. Of course, they even blame God for it. And now, of course, the schools are even teaching that we have more than two genders. There's no such thing as male-female anymore. They have a whole list of genders now. And they teach your children in schools. They teach little Johnny that he's really Sally and Sally's Johnny. And they have perverts who want to go in dressed up out of the normal biblical aspect and teach your children and get these kids to be comfortable around things that are an abomination. In this country, you can't say abomination. You can't call things out as sin, but sin is sin. And you can quiet and hush up everybody that tries to speak about sin. You can hush them up. You can throw them in prison. That's what China does. But eventually the judgment of God will find you. So in verse 2, it says, the kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Now that anointed is his son, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, the Lord. That's Yahweh, Jehovah here. And they're saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords away from us. What are the bands and what are the cords? It's called the Torah. It's called all those things that God created in the beginning. God said, let there be light. And there was rules that governed the light. Let there be darkness. And there was rules that governed the darkness. Let there be a major light over the day, which is the sun, and a minor light over the nighttime, which is the moon. And there was laws. Let every plant come forth, each after his own seed. Let the fishes of the sea likewise. Then he made man and woman. He didn't make Adam and Steve or Elizabeth and Betty and say to them, go and replenish the earth. And this has nothing to do with being anti-gay. This is just what God did. You don't like it, take it up with him. Because after all, the kings of the earth, the people in charge of the nations of men, have already done this. This has already been done. They've already took counsel against the Lord and his anointed. They took counsel a long time ago. Satan took counsel when he went and tempted Eve. He said, that's not good enough. I'm going to change it. And he went. And man fell. Let us break their bands, their laws. We don't like that, God. We're going to make up our own laws. That's what we do in America. So those things which, if you go back to the 20s, were considered an abomination now because we wouldn't consider doing things like that because of the biblical process and the church had their preachers and they had been taught this is wrong, it's an abomination. Well, like it said in Israel, there came up a generation in Israel that knew not the Lord. Well, there came up generations of people in America that knew not the Lord nor considered his righteousness. And suddenly they got knowledge as Satan told Eve, and you shall be as God. See, that's what we like as humans because we're a fallen creature. We want to be as God. And God said, there's male and female. We, as God, say, no, they're not. There's more than that. And we can do whatever we want to. And just because you think it takes a man and a woman to have a baby, we can create our own baby. We can make our own stuff because we have the knowledge. We have technology. Matter of fact, we can even create robots to be just like us. And we can implant our minds in that robot. And we can live forever. The kings of the earth setting themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords. That's what they're doing right now. That's what you're going to do. Paul predicted it. The mystery of iniquity, lawlessness is upon us, been upon us for quite a while now. But see, verse 4 is the answer you're going to get, O nations of men. This is the answer that God says to an America that has legislated their own morality in deference to God. This is the answer, churches, to those pastors who are lying to their congregations about what is moral and immoral and what will send people to hell and what won't. You need to have them shepherds circumcised spiritually. You need to get them out of that pulpit and get them circumcised and saved and retaught, and then you can bring them back. But you have whores and idolaters and fornicators teaching you the righteousness of God. Yeah, right. And on the day of judgment, you'll find yourselves, as other nations had found themselves, in trouble. Well, God is a nasty God because he does that. He sent his son to die for you. That's his anointed. And see, this is what it says about the kings of the earth and the men and the women in that scenario. They're against the Lord. They're against his anointed. Paul brings this up in 2 Thessalonians 2. This says they will reject the love of the truth. That part where God so loved the world, they will reject that, the love of the truth. The truth is God loves the world and all that they're in, that he sent his only begotten son. His only begotten son loved the world so much that he came and he died for us. There's no greater love than if a friend gives his life for another. That was the Lord's words, and that's what he did for us. And yet now we have entire generations that have rejected that. That's prophecy, folks. It's going to happen. Because sin and iniquity will abound. The love of many will wax cold. This includes the church, folks. That's why you need to wake up. Don't depend upon your church or your pastor. You need to get into the Word of God. You need to get before God. You need to get on your knees. You need to pray. You need to seek Him. You need to bind those spirits. You need to stand up and cast out those demons. That's what the early church did. And that's what they're doing overseas. And we talk about it and we cover it all the time. There are miracles and signs and wonders being done around the world right now. As America's church is lulled into sleep and has been that way for a long time, there is an awakening. Even in the midst of some of the most ardent persecution, God is moving. So he sits in the heavens. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Derision. Contempt. Disdain. Mockery. He will vex them in his sore displeasure. He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. You see, the thing of it is, they will reject what he's trying to do, and they're going to have disdain and contempt for the Lord God. Now, see, that's exactly what Paul talks about in 2 Thessalonians 2. They'll reject the love of the truth, and because of that, God's going to send a delusion, who is the son of perdition. He will set himself up as the temple of God, as God, and people will believe him. There will be miracles, signs, and wonders that will accompany him. So the Lord will have them in derision, disdain. They'll reject what he has to say. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. This is the judgment, the day of the Lord. But he says, now yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. See, he's there. There's nothing you're going to do about it. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my day. This son have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I'll give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Now, part of that will go directly to fulfilling prophecy as the greater son of David, where God promised David he would not want for a man to sit upon a throne. And he's going to come again as the warrior king. David was the warrior king. He's going to come as the greater son of David, the warrior king, the son of God, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, the Word. And he will put all the enemies under his feet and he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And his followers will rule and reign with him. You're not going to be able to stop it. Just like you're not going to stop the delusion, you're not going to stop the lawlessness because it's there. Now, the question is does America have time? I believe it does. I believe that if the church would get up and stand up for truth, that this nation could be healed. Not totally. It's not going to ever be healed totally. Because the foundations of wickedness are deep. But there could be, as I pray, Father, in your judgment, remember mercy. I no more want the destruction of America. Than Tower does, for instance. I can't speak for the rest of the world, but I know there's a lot of people that really don't want it destroyed. And the division in America and the platforms of social media, they're divisive, they're hatred. People don't care. They don't regard anybody. People, including in the radio shows, spend their time. Each side gives their own view, and nobody ever tries to come together. There's no common decency, no love, no understanding. It's pride. And a nation divided will not stand. And unless and until we learn, then the other alternative is something you won't want to see. See, it's true. We all know how long they've been wanting to impeach Trump from the beginning. So to have them say, well, we didn't want to get here, that's a lie. Of course they wanted to be there. See, this is what this country is. It's based on hypocrisy, and they think they can just stand up there and say everything's fine. It's not fine. Teaching your kids a moral is not fine. You can make the laws and say it's fine, but that doesn't make it fine. Obama was one of the biggest lawless ones here. Some of the policies he did, they were lawlessness, sheer lawlessness. Some people called him the Antichrist. He isn't the Antichrist, but he is one that has Antichrist policies. And they will send people to hell. But there is a Son of God. He's already set on the throne, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. Verse 9, it says, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter vessel. That's the judgment of the Son of God. It is in his. All power and authority is given unto him. And in Revelation 1, I read that. He calls himself the Almighty. Be wise now, O ye kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Who's he talking to? He's talking to the kings and the judges. The judges are the ones supposed to make the laws of the land, and that's where you bring the people that supposedly did things wrong. But we have judges that aren't righteous. We have judges today that legislate according to their leanings, liberal. They don't follow our Constitution. Be instructed, O kings. These are the governments of men. There's judges over in other countries. In Muslim nations, there's judges over in China, people that look at the law. Now, you see, Wang Yi and his buddies all got thrown in prison. The church was destroyed and everything, and they didn't even get to court yet. There is no justice, but they think it is justice. So to all the judges and all those who make these decisions, he says, be instructed. To the kings, be wise. what are they wise about and what are they instructed to do? It says this: serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Those are his followers. We do that today in the new covenant when we receive him, John 1, when we're born of the Spirit, John 3, and when we walk in his light, 1 John 1, which also informs you about repentance and about forgiveness of sins. Kiss the Son. How do you do that? By repenting and coming to the Lord and receiving his Son. But you can stand up all day and persecute Christians. You can kill every Christian on earth. You can burn every Bible, but it isn't going to change one thing. He's going to come back. You're going to be destroyed. The earth is going to be remade. His children are going to be raised, and they're going to be put into new bodies, and they will have forever with the Lord as the children of God. They are the blessed ones who would put their trust in him. And today we see many of these believers around the world, and many of them are getting killed. But there's also many of them that are seeing miracles and signs and wonders, and we're talking about literal Old Testament apostolic prophetic miracles of God occurring today, occurring to deliver his people. There is truth in the world. There's all kinds of truths. But the eternal truth is that God is going to have the last say. That's why the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to find the ultimate truth in heaven and earth. And that truth is to find true life eternal, which is only in the one who said, I am that way. And the almighty authority, God the Father, has given it into the hands of his Son. In the beginning, it says God. In Genesis. When you get to Revelation at the end of the book, he says, behold, I come quickly to give to every man according as his work shall be. And in the first chapter of that end book, he says many things about who he was, but he says, I am the Almighty. He is the one that is going to hold the nations of men accountable. And it's important for you to know that. Now, see, these truths are not user-friendly. And by that I mean there's a lot of users in the world with different viewpoints. There's a lot of different churches. Even the Pope, and I quote him in my new article that I did this week, The Servant Disciple. He warned about fundamentalists. I tell you who fundamentalists are. He was referring to fundamentalist Christians. So even the Pope don't like fundamentalist Christians and what they represent. Too bad most of the Christians in America aren't, you know, are really fundamentalists in belief. Well, the Vatican might come out and explain what he said. But see, being a Catholic isn't going to save you. The Pope is not God. And the Catholic Church isn't perfect. Matter of fact, they have a lot of problems, a lot of issues. But do I believe nobody in the Catholic Church is saved? No, that's not what I believe at all. Matter of fact, if you would listen to some of my teachings, you would understand some things. Especially the latest one that I got done with was the letters to the seven churches. And we find in the churches, even in the dead churches, that there's those who aren't dead. He tells them, I'll put no other burden upon you but to keep what you have, and you will walk with me in white, he says. The Lord is the judge here. Acts 4. Now you see, we all come up to a time when in itself, there's people that oppose you. And the apostles had been out here preaching, teaching. They were doing miracles. Things were getting stirred up. And, of course, in the process, there were Jews around there, because this is at the time the first church was mostly Jews. And they didn't like it. And so they got together. They had church. And Acts 4:24 is in the process of this whole thing. And it begins, and it's continuing with the story. It says, and when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles, the people of Israel, were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Now you see, they did want to stop this one from being born. But see, the apostles quoted Psalm 2. And they go on to say in verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. That's what we do. That's what they do around the world in many of these nations. And they do it even to the detriment of their own lives. And many of them get beat to a pulp. And some of them are left to dead, left for dead, just like Paul was. And then the people that beat the living daylights out of them, who thought they were dead, all of a sudden they show up and they're alive. And before you know it, some of those same enemies suddenly face something that's so detrimental, like a disease or something. They actually go back to the Christians and have them pray for them. So the Christians in love say, well, sure, I know you beat me to death, but I'm going to go pray for you. So they go pray for them. And guess what? There's miracles. People get healed. People get healed. They find out that this God is really true, and they accept the Lord. I mean, these are things that are happening all the time. So they're asking for boldness to speak the word in a situation where people hate it. Now look at America. Now we've actually seen kind of a resurgence in faith. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they assembled. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said he any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Now that's one of the early church is one of the most studied things, how they were all one. And see, that is the thing there when we really talk about it. you know, we're not one. We have our own doctrines. God forbid that doctrine should get in the way. But it does. And so we're going to be following this path in almighty authority over the nations. Now, see, they didn't like the apostles doing that, but they did it anyway. We must serve God rather than men. And the Lord is our truth. He is our way and He is the life. And He has given us of His word. He's given us of His spirit. And we have His promise and He is coming again. We must labor, therefore, no matter what. Father, thank you for your word and thank you for those that listen. Bless them, undertake in their lives and be with them. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. God is in charge. No matter what happens in America or in your nation where you're at, He is in charge. Seek His face. Look to Him today. I want to remind you again of the articles that we have out there, the Servant Disciple. And he is not above his master. And the Cup of Sorrows, the Truth of Righteousness. I have lots and lots of articles and all kinds of studies and things. You can go to our websites at warren-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, and you're going to find websites that have solid, biblical, godly teachings and writings that lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. I have been weeding out a lot of the news that we do, that we used to do. I don't do news. I'll put some of it in some of the things I write, you know, and some of the shows we do. But you go to our websites, you're going to find the Word of God. And you can listen anywhere, practically. We have a lot of avenues for you to hear. Don't forget, we are continuing to increase over on USA.life and also MeWe. MeWe is more of a platform that goes really worldwide. We have people from around the world, and we have a number of them that have wanted to become, involved in it. But we haven't really got to the point where we're doing a lot on any of them. But I do post on them regularly. So at any rate, we want to thank you for listening. Be sure to remember the WIBR Warren Radio in your prayers and also in your financial gifts, because we need help to get the articles around, to get the shows around, to advertise. It costs money. So we'll see you on the upside next week. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio.